Ladies and gentlemen, this November. Yeah, right? This November, there will be magic in the air. Right? I am very excited to tell you that today we have a special presentation on Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. A story that's too big to be told in one film, too emotional and too wrenching in many ways to be told in one film. It's going to be told in two. We're lucky enough to have one of the cast members who's been in the franchise, who's making his first appearance at San Diego Comic-Con. You're welcome, Tom Felton.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, incredible. Well, you know, this is a franchise that's made $5.3 billion at the world box office, but more than that, it's become tribal. It's become magical for the people in this room and all over the world. It's a lot more than that, isn't it? Can you talk a little bit about what that's like to be part of?
I mean, the last 10 years have been an incredible journey beyond any sentence that I could possibly conjure up, but It's great for me to be here to actually speak on behalf of the cast and the crew to say thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts, really, for keeping us going for so long, really. It's been an incredible 10 years, so thank you very much.
You know, as playing the Pride of Slytherin, I mean, your character has gone through so many transformations and so many chapters of his story. Talk a little bit about that and looking at these last two films. It must be very exciting for you.
Incredibly exciting. It's bizarre to think I started when I was 12.
Yeah.
Well over 10 years ago now. So, it's been an incredible journey, like I said. But these last two films, literally, everyone has put, you know, absolutely everything into it. We're incredibly proud of it. And without question, we're the most excited about, you know, these last two films are really what we've been working up to. So I'm excited to see this footage. I haven't seen anything yet. So.
Well, why don't you introduce it?
Well, sure. I shan't leave you waiting any longer. It's been a long shoot, but we're incredibly excited about it, and we hope you are too. So without further ado, The Deathly Hallows.
Boy who lived, come to die.
Greater threat than it does today. But your ministry remains strong.
streets, guess where we're safe.
If Lord Watery has taken over the ministry, none of the old places are safe.
Where will he be taken, the boy?
To a safe land.
I'm told it's been given every manner of protection possible. Once there, it will be impractical to attack him.
We can agree. I must be the one to kill Harry Potter.
Don't know why I listen to that radio every night. In case I don't hear Ginny's name, or George, or Mum. And you think I'm not listening too? You think I don't know how this feels?
You don't know how it feels! Your parents are dead! You have no family!
Stop!
The ministry has fallen. The minister of magic is dead.
They are coming.
Now, we won't be forgetting who actually caught him.
Tears were shed. I'm not going to drop any names because I know they might get a bit upset with me, but Dan cried like a girl. Actually, he turned 21 this weekend, so I'd like to congratulate Dan on, if we could. I mean, he's done an amazing job over the last 10 years, and I think if anyone deserves incredible gratitude for it, I think it's him.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have worn it well. You've worn the whole franchise and the success well.
Well, thank you very much. I'll take that kindly.
Now, we are going to do another giveaway because Warner Brothers thinks that they can win your affection just by giving you stuff. They're giving away a ring, and now you're going to pick a number.
Am I? Right.
Yes, you are. Wow. And if you guys look in your gift bag as you came in, I'm told that there will be a small piece of paper that will indicate that it is Harry Potter related.
Doing gift. Okay. Hold on. Let us get it down.
It's gonna be me.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
What's it sitting here?
In the system.
This is like a. Very odd. But we're doing it. Yes. Pull out a number, then come announce it.
Yeah, I get it.
We tried to get a goblet of fire, but you know.
Being lucky, people. 1759. Do we have a winner? I take it. Was that a yes? I don't know.
It sounded like a seizure.
He was either screaming in pain or he was incredibly excited. One of the two. I'm not sure.
So if you come up from the side of the stage, this side, and find Eddie, then you can get your prize. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a warm thank you and welcome, and thank you for Bob Culkin.
Thank you very much. I do want to say it's my very first Comic-Con, and the stories are legendary, and they've lived up to it. So thank you very much for having me, and hopefully I'll get some back next year.